Boy, oh boy, it's been a while. I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm fine. I was on vacation. It's been a while. Was a good thing being on vacation. I needed to recharge my batteries, so to speak. And I tried to watch some wrestling during vacation. The hotel didn't have all the channels for wrestling, and I didn't want to really stream it on the laptop, so but I kept up to date, and I missed a crazy week in wrestling, right? But it is what it is, and there's a lot to talk about, but most of this episode, not all of it, but most of this episode will be dedicated to WWE's Crown Jewel, which was great. You know what? Let's start. Let's start this episode right now. We'll talk Crown Jewel, the finals of G1, and a few words about Impact because they had the go home show last night. Let's start. Let's start right now. Come on. What are you waiting for?
Welcome to 15-minute time limit. The wrestling podcast.
So, how was WWE's Crown Jewel yesterday? Perfect. Oh, well, actually, almost perfect. I very much enjoyed it. The crowd was into everything. It was great how much the crowd added to the show. And it wasn't a regular Saudi show where the wrestlers come, collect a paycheck, and go home. Everyone gave it their all, and it showed. The matches were great. Some booking decisions were not that great, but we'll talk about it. But I highly recommend you to watch the show. Doesn't matter what you think about the Saudi government. As a wrestling show, it was near perfection. And I highly recommend you to watch whole Crown Jewel. In the kickoff, we had Usos beating Hurt Business to retain the tag titles, the SmackDown tag titles, of course. It was a good, fun opening match, a pre-show match. And then we had the main event, the main course. And you know what? I'm going to say it now. You know what? If you ask me, match of the night last night was Edge versus Seth Rollins, the Hell in a Cell match, which opened the show. So, I don't know. I know the philosophy of wrestling booking, of wrestling event booking is start the show with a bang to get everyone hyped and get everyone ready. But they started the show with the match of the night. So, was there any other possibility to start the show off? You could start a show with Biggie versus McIntyre. It's a title match. You can start the show with the finals of the King or Queen of the Ring. But they decided to start the show with a Hell in a Cell match between Seth Rollins and Edge. The final chapter of this rivalry. And boy oh boy, did it over-deliver. I mean, it was expected that Seth Rollins and Edge will give us a good match. They had two previous encounters, both great matches. And I think this one was the best of the three. It was the top of the top of the feud. One of the best feuds in wrestling this year, both promo-wise and match-wise. It was great. Crazy spots after crazy spots. The low blow chair shot, the going through the table, the stomp on the chair. It was amazing. Kudos to Edge and Seth Rollins. My only criticism about this is that I think they should have let Rollins win and push him back to the main event scene and not Edge. But it was a good choice. It was a great match. Match of the night. Well done, Edge and Rollins. After that, we had the hometown guy, Mansoor, facing Mustafa Ali, and you know what? Ali was a great heel. Mansoor was a great face in parallel, great hometown hero, and That is exactly what needed to happen. It was great. Then we had a silver medalist in karate from Saudi Arabia, who got involved, and of course the live crowd ate it up. Another hometown hero. It was great, a great piece of wrestling. Speaking of great pieces, you know, not wrestling wise, but it was a great wrestling match as well. But Riddle entered the show riding a camel. I mean, there's a photo, I posted it on my Twitter as well at 15 Minute Time Limit. Go check it out and follow. But there was a picture of Riddle coming to the ring, riding a camel, and Randy Orton looking at him with his... he was in total shock. Randy sold it perfectly. And Riddle is great and is amazing. And, you know, RK-Bro beat Styles and Amos like everyone expected. And they're a great tag team. But the picture of the mental image of Riddle entering the show on a camel and Orton being total shocked was amazing. Highlight of the night, kind of, for me. And it was a great match, and RK-Bro kept the title. But the entrance, wow. And then, history-making, the finals of Queen's Crown, or as I called it, Queen of the Ring, between Zelina Vega and Doudrop. Now, when the tournament initially started, I said that the finals would be Carmella versus Shayna, and Shayna will win it. In the end, it was Zelina versus Doudrop, with Zelina winning it. And you know what? She deserves it. She put in a lot of work. She improved a lot in the ring. Yes, she was on a losing streak, but then it got turned upside down, and now she's on a winning streak. And the code red was done beautifully by both ladies. And it was a great finish to a good match. Congratulations, Zelina Vega, on making history and being the first ever Queen's Crown winner. Congratulations, Mazel Tov. Then we got Goldberg's best match in recent years, in my opinion. The no holds barred Falls Count Anywhere versus Lashley. The Falls Count Anywhere was added and announced on the day of the show. I read online some people were confused at how a no holds barred can end in a pinfall outside of the ring, but no, they added Falls Count Anywhere. It was as brutal as a match as you can get from Goldberg's age these days, but I think he and Lashley worked well together. The spear from outside the ramp to the outside was beautiful. You know, Goldberg has maybe the best spears in the business ever. So it was a great spear. Lashley sold it as well. I feel sorry for Hurt Business because Cedric and Shelton came, candlesticks and all, and one hit by Goldberg and that's it. They're done. And they lost in the pre-show. So I feel sorry. Shelton and Cedric are great wrestlers and they deserve better. But yeah, Goldberg's best match, in my opinion, since he came back, and Lashley put on great work. Both were bleeding, Goldberg from his head, Lashley from his hand. I don't know where Lashley got cut in his hand, but by what spot, but it is what it is. It was longer than expected, and it was better than expected, so good for them. Then Xavier Woods fulfilled his long life dream, becoming King of the Ring, while he beat Finn Balor in a great match. Woods is a great singles wrestler. People tend to forget that because he almost always does the tag team for the New Day. But Xavier Woods beat Finn Balor, won the King of the Ring. The childhood dream is alive. The only problem I had with it is that Kofi and Big E weren't there to celebrate his win. I don't know if Kofi was even at Saudi, but Big E was. And it would have been nice to have them celebrate together. But anyway, congratulations Xavier Woods on your new King of the Ring. Then, speaking of Big E, he came to defend his title against Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre gave it his all, but it wasn't enough. Big E kept the title, and Drew McIntyre is on his way to SmackDown right now after putting Big E over big time. It was a great match, great flow, great finish. Everything was good in this match. Everything was great, even if I may add. Then the second match of the night, the women triple threat, Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair versus Becky Lynch, the champ. It was one of the best triple threats matches, not just for women matches, but in general. And if they didn't have Seth and Edge on the show, this would have been the match of the night. All three really done everything they could to make everything count, to make everything look great. Bianca is unhuman. She's an amazing athlete, and her one-hand gorilla press on Sasha Banks will remain in highlight clips for years and years. Bianca looked like a star. Sasha looked like a star. Becky looked like a star. Everyone were great, and it was a great match. And Becky kept the title by cheating because she's a heel. Great job. And the main event of the evening, Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. Paul Heyman on a pole match. No, it wasn't, but they should have done it. The lead up, the build up was great. And you know, they really fought a good match, a main event match. This was truly a main event match. And the only problem I have is that you make it a no disqualification match, also announced on the morning of the show. No disqualification match. You don't use that stipulation. You had a ref bump to bring in the Usos, to bring in the title in a no disqualification match. Why? You don't need the ref bump because it's no disqualification. The Usos can come and attack Lesnar as much as they want and they wouldn't get disqualified over it. Now, I know they wanted us to stay out of the loop as to who did Paul Heyman throw the belt for. Was it for Lesnar to use or was it for Roman to use? From a cinematic point of view, it was beautifully done. Heyman threw the belt square in the middle between Roman and Brock, so you really can't tell who he tried to help, which was great, but everything after that wasn't that great, with the Usos super kicking Brock and Roman using the belt to retain the title. And, you know, it sucks, because it was a great show up till that finish. It was a great main event up till that finish. But the finish annoyed me. I have to be honest. Roman and Brock were amazing during the match. The whole show was great. And the ending kind of left a bad taste in my mouth. I'm honest. But it was a good show. One of the best of the year, actually. And you haven't seen it yet. If you haven't seen it yet, go watch it right now. All right, just quick. We don't have much time. New Japan Pro Wrestling G1 Tournament ended also yesterday. The finals were Kota Ibushi versus Okada. And the match ended abruptly after Ibushi suffered a real injury coming down from a Phoenix Splash. Okada moved as part of the plan, I guess. But Ibushi crashed and burned, broke his hand, broke his arm. The match was stopped. Okada is the new winner of the G1 via ref stoppage, which kind of sucks because it was a good tournament. And also, Shibata is back and he wrestled Zack Sabre Jr. in a 5-minute exhibition match, which ended in a time limit draw. And it's great. I love Shibata. Shibata is one of my favorite Japanese wrestlers of all time. Seeing him back in the ring after the career-ending injury, well, it's not a career-ending injury anymore, but that was great. Few words. Impact Wrestling had a great go-home show for Bound for Glory, which will be Saturday, and it's going to be a great show. Inspiration debuts, Mickey versus Diana, Christian versus Josh Alexander, and who else will debut if anyone else will debut? I can't wait to see it. Hope you're as excited as I am for Bound for Glory. That's all the time. See you tomorrow. Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and like the podcast. Bye-bye.